know, something Sister Diana read that really shot out to me was, is, you know, getting, everybody talks about getting your baptism, and that's true. But what's the purpose of it? Mm-hmm. And the purpose is that God wants to make us more like Him.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He'll have to change this old flesh of ours.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Get us out of the way and put in that new man. And Christ, as we sang last night, that really jumped out to me, that song, that Christ lives in me. The Holy Ghost lives in me.
Praise.
And He does it because He wants to get rid of me.
Yes.
I'm a mess sometimes. But when the Holy Ghost can take hold of us, He does so many changes. He just revolutionizes our life. He revolutionizes our thinking. He revolutionizes the way we live, where we go, how we do things, who our friends are, our companions. God does that through the Holy Spirit. And I'm so grateful that God did that for me when I was 16 years old. He came to me and filled me with the Holy Ghost. It was my salvation. It sealed me. I didn't want to have the world anymore. I wasn't interested. I wasn't interested in backsliding. I wasn't interested in leaving God. Because God sealed that thing. He settled it for me. And you know, I often encourage our young people, even at home, you ought to seek the baptism. You ought to really get a hold of that experience for yourself. Because you know what? God can revolutionize you. And then, you know what that other step is? He makes us a blessing for others. God helps us to be that blessing that influences someone else's life. You never know how your life is going to affect someone else's. And so I'm grateful that God offers that baptism to us and that He changes us. And our staff has a song. And as they get up and prepare, I just want to say, this song I chose because I thought, Lord, I would love for You to do this for my staff. Listen. God, make us more like number 327, everybody. You can stand and go that way.
Thank you. Lord, help us.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Jesus.
In number 195, our red hymnals, 195.
This week we had a visit from a couple that we have known for many, many years, but we don't get together socially that often. So as we got together, we have obviously spoke about our families and how they were. They have two daughters who are now adults, but the last time we saw them, they were, I believe one was 12, the other was 14. So they were quite young, and we asked about them and reminisced about a previous visit that we had had from them, and the enjoyable time that we had. But the thing that marked that visit and brought it to our attention and made us reminisce about it was the fact that after the visit, these two young girls sent us a most gracious letter of gratitude and thankfulness for the time that they enjoyed with us. And it was of such a nature that we kept the letter, and brought it out and showed it to these parents and told them how much we appreciated the expressions of thanksgiving and gratitude that their daughters had shown. Well, the man immediately took out his smartphone and lined it up with the letter and took a snapshot of it and sent it to one daughter who was in Switzerland and the other daughter who was in Iceland. And within a few moments, they both responded with joy over having that recollection. And it reminded me, and as we talked, we did mention the fact that expressions of gratitude are extremely rare. And when we do receive an expression of gratitude, it means something to us. Now, I assume all of these young people here know how to write letters of thanksgiving and letters of appreciation and send notes of, right? Can I get a witness here? Hello? It's something. Okay, we got one. I got one. If you are not in the practice of sending or expressing, maybe it's a phone call, maybe it's a note, maybe it's a postcard, maybe it's a longer letter, get in the practice of doing it. I want to direct your attention to one verse that I think may cement that idea and also put some strength behind the words that our sister Diane gave us this morning. And it's just this one verse from Hebrews 13, and it's the 15th verse. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. You know, when we receive a note that expresses appreciation, it means a great deal to us, doesn't it? Can you imagine what it means to Almighty God? When his children come together and with genuine appreciation they say, "Dear Lord, I thank you for every blessing that I have received." This 103rd Psalm tells us that we ought to forget not all his benefits. And sometimes we take his benefits for granted. And sometimes we don't express our appreciation in the ways that we ought to express them. And we don't use our lips as we ought to. We use them quite freely for many other things, for perhaps criticism, for gossip, for expressions that would not be fit in a place like this. But here's a sacrifice of praise, the offering, the fruit of our lips. We read in another place that the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. And when we want to have fellowship with God, we do that by offering the fruit of our lips, by expressing ourselves. And that's been said several times today, about just opening our mouths and saying, "Lord, I thank you." And then do that every day and do that throughout the day, and to express ourselves, our heartfelt thanks to God for all he has done for us, beginning with our salvation. "Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so full and free." And then for every other benefit, for every other blessing, for every other time of help in the times of depression, in times of testing, in times of trial. That's the expression of faith, is when we say thank you. Faith is the victory. Indeed it is. And the expression of our faith is in gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to Almighty God. So I just want to encourage us all to always give the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for saving me.
Your name, Jesus, Jesus, glory to God.